I'm looking over. Sam's drinking some cranberry juice out of the bottle doing the show over there. Good job.
Wouldn't that be awesome?
Dude, that guy's the coolest guy in the history of Earth. Seriously, to do that skateboard thing or whatever he was doing, man, that was great. Great song, Sam. Thank you so much. Starts off the great final hour of the week. Lakeside Lodge Clemson. It's a condo hotel in Lake Hartwell in Clemson on 123, right across from University. Prices now, we're talking about like in the 2000s, or 200,000, I should say, 200,000. Great vacation condo. It's a great investment property, or it could be both. And right now, you're saving, like, they've got these condo sales that are going on. You're saving big money on these right now. Lakeside Lodge is a unique concept. It blends the ownership of a vacation condominium with the amenities of a resort. And so we love this idea. We love the fact that Lakeside Lodge is the place to gather on weekends, lazy days by the pools, long vacation weekends. Hey, I imagine there'll be trick-or-treating out there as well. So go by and see our great friends at Lakeside Lodge this weekend or any other weekend. Check them out online on LakesideLodgeClemson.com. The big dog, ESPN.com's play-by-play voice, who is in Gotham. Are you at LaGuardia? Well, catch us up. Where's Roy Philpott right now?
Yeah, we're at LaGuardia, man. It's a nice airport up here. They remodeled this thing. Yeah. I think I did this with you maybe last year before an Army game when we were up here at West Point. But, yeah, it's good to be here, you know. The baseball isn't that great, but everything else is great here in New York City.
I see what you did there. Speaking of that, I spent the night, before they remodeled it, I spent the night, one of the three nastiest nights of my life, on LaGuardia's floor after missing the Yankees playoff game because of weather up there. We didn't have a hotel room, so we stayed in LaGuardia that night. That wasn't very good. Hey, speaking of not very good, I had no idea. I tuned in for the first quarter last week, and then I had to go to bed. It was over. 43-0 halftime. I didn't see this coming. What in the world happened with Utah's 53-7 win against the Buffs?
Utah's good, man. Their offensive line, they got two tackles. They're two starters at left and right tackle that are probably going to be top 20 picks next spring. And those guys kind of took over and really were dominant the line of scrimmage. But I've never called a game where at halftime the total yardage differential, and we threw this up on a graphic, it was crazy. 398 yards for the Utah Utes, negative 16 for Colorado. That's a differential of over 400 yards. That was the greatest in a half this season in FBS football. And yeah, it was a total domination. Colorado, you know, played a lot better in the second half, but at that point, like you said, it was 43-0. And yeah, we turned it into a talk show about the Big 12 and about the college football playoff and about all the stuff that you typically would think that you would turn it into a talk show about. And so that was a little bit different, but, you know, we had a good time out there, and it was interesting seeing, meeting Coach Prime for the first time and then looking at what Utah does. Utah to me is a major factor in the Big 12 down the stretch, and they maybe end up being the best team in the league, but I don't know if the record is going to show that with BYU and Texas Tech and then Cincinnati too.
I get the loss to BYU because of the rivalry game on the road, but going back, man, boy, Texas Tech game now really makes you impressed with that Texas Tech victory for sure. Mm-hmm. How did you find Coach Prime, and what was the conversation like? What was it? How engaging? Just tell me how you found him, you think.
You know, he was great, and I had been told beforehand that typically he's, you know, better in the TV meetings than he is in the media. And not that he's not good in the media. I mean, obviously there's always the spotlights on him, but, you know, we were just kind of sitting in a conference room waiting on Coach to show up, and we're just having a conversation. All of a sudden somebody taps me on the shoulder. And it's Deion Sanders, one of the most incredible athletes of our generation, yeah. if not, you know, of all time. And, so he was good. You know, you got to ask him the right question, the right time. And if it doesn't come in right, you know, he's going to challenge you on it. So, but no, I thought he was good, and, his team didn't play very good the next day, but we'll see what happens. I think they got Arizona this weekend, maybe on FS1, I think. And so, we'll see if they can turn it around, but it didn't look great. And his offense in particular with Pat Shurmur, they're kind of running some NFL concepts that I don't know if it really meshes all that well in college. So he may have some things to look at on that side of the football.
All right, you got from really two interesting guys last week to a couple of very interesting guys this week. I'll ask about Boston College in a second, but if I could sit down and maybe invite someone over to dinner, I'm not sure that I'd have to go down the list too far for Marcus Freeman. Have you had Notre Dame? I wouldn't imagine. I know you hadn't done a home game there because of NBC stuff, but I would imagine you're probably pretty excited for the Notre Dame side of this thing.
Pretty excited, yeah. A good assignment, obviously, to get. I've worked with Marcus Freeman when he was at Cincinnati as the defensive play caller for a couple of years. I mean, on one staff up there, at one time they had Luke Fickell as the head coach. Marcus Freeman was the DC, and Mike Denbrock was the offensive coordinator. Of course, Mike is now at Notre Dame, and we're getting ready to meet with him later on this afternoon. So an incredible staff there at Cincinnati, and that was, you know, the precursor for Cincinnati making the college football playoff just a couple of years ago. So that was fun. Yeah, Marcus in person is honestly about as impressive as it gets. You know, completely transparent, easygoing, you know, gets the TV side and, you know, what we're trying to do, and that, you know, he just gets it on every level. You know, family man. I think he's got six kids, beautiful family, and, you know, a pretty good fit at Notre Dame, I would say. And you know, it's been curious to hear some of the rumors that, you know, he could be on a list at Florida or LSU or anywhere else. And I don't get the sense he has the desire to go anywhere. So yeah, he's up there in terms of people that you meet. You and I used to talk back in the day about who's got it, the presence when they walk in a room.
Oh yeah.
Just kind of that whole vibe, and Marcus Freeman, every box is checked in that department. He's legit.
You remember that conversation about when Saban got off the plane in Tuscaloosa, me and you and Allie talking about it. I'm like, man, that guy, that's it, right? And yeah. You know what's interesting? Because I always ask you about the barbecue at the house. And so I'm listening to Matt Rhule this week talk about Lincoln Riley, and he frames it a different way. It's the same concept, though. He goes, I judge coaches like this. Like, if I see them in a restaurant, they don't see me. Do I go ahead and just continue going to the bathroom, or do I go to the table and speak with them?
Right.
And you know, that's a different deal than inviting them over to the house for barbecue. But, yeah, Freeman looks like, because I, you know, this is a dad, man. Like, there's nothing better than fatherhood. And this guy has cherished that, and his great kids and beautiful wife and family, and now at Notre Dame. And maybe Ohio State one day, maybe NFL one day. But, man, he's not going to leave Notre Dame for any of these crazy jobs that are out there now. Have you had Boston College, you know, O'Brien, have you ever had him in the past?
I've never called a game at BC and have never talked to Bill O'Brien for a single second. So, yeah, this is kind of a new experience doing all of those things, and don't really know what to expect because they've struggled this year. They, you know, they were competitive last week in the first three quarters at Louisville, and maybe that gives you a little bit of hope that, you know, they could string some things together, you know, offensively tomorrow. And I think there's some questions about what's happening at quarterback. You know, would it be Grayson James or Dylan Lonergan? And I don't know that answer has been set just yet. We're going to meet with them coming up in a couple hours in Boston. But so no, I don't know really what to expect. I feel like that, you know, just given their season and kind of what's happened, that, you know, it may not be warm and fuzzy, but I've been wrong before, and I'll be wrong again, so we'll see.
You've been to Boston College, though. You've done basketball there? I think you've been
there. I've done basketball,
yeah. It's a beautiful place. Chestnut Hill's a nice little area over
there. Yeah, it's nice. Yeah, for sure. Agreed.
All right, I want to ask you about the craziness of college football right now and your takes on it. I mean, Brian Kelly out, and now Scott Woodward, AD at LSU, out, and the governor's involved. And I met their chairman of the board that's in the news right now at the reserve up in Lake Kiawee, and he comes over and plays. He's in the upstate of South Carolina several times a year. Crazy there, but that with the Florida, the Penn State, and all this coaching crazy carousels. What in the world's going on, Roy Philpott?
Man, here's my question. Who's going to fill these jobs?
Yeah.
Right? Because they came open so early that everybody with any kind of sense about them that has the ability to do it is locked down their head coaches. You mentioned Matt Rhule. He gets locked down yesterday at Nebraska. I mean, did Penn State really want to go down that road? I know he went there and all those kinds of things, but Matt Rhule just got trucked by Minnesota 2 weeks ago, and that's going to be the savior that leads you to a national championship when James Franklin couldn't. I just have my doubts about that. And then at LSU and in Florida, does Auburn or Florida State, you know, still come open? It feels like Hugh Freeze and Mike Norvell are hanging on by a thread. Let's say they do. Who takes these jobs? And so, like, we were talking this week on satellite radio, and I just made the statement, you know, there's going to be a big surprise somewhere. Like the last cycle when there were a lot of changes, we didn't know or sense that Brian Kelly was going to leave LSU and or leave Notre Dame and go down to LSU. And we didn't know Lincoln Riley was going to go from Oklahoma to SC. There have to be a couple of moves like that that none of us see coming that could be in the works. And maybe doesn't happen until, you know, after the season, what have you. But I just feel like with that many premium jobs open, there's going to be some surprises that are, you know, earth-shaking, like all the changes that we've seen. I mean, because, you know, do we think Alex Golish is going to be the next head coach at Penn State? That, you know, John Summerall, who just got trucked last night at UTSA, is going to be the next head coach at LSU? I mean, these guys are going somewhere probably, and probably as soon as this year. But you just wonder, like, is that the reason we made a change at all these premium schools, these brands, to hire these guys that have been successful at the Group of Five? So, I've got my doubts about that, and I just wonder, thinking out loud, like, who's going to be that name? Who's going to be the coach or two or three that decides, you know what I've done here, it's been great, but it's time for me to try something different and maybe be in line for a different challenge? And I'm very anxious to hear, like, how that develops and what happens. But, yeah, it's chaotic. It's crazy. And I don't know that we're ever going to see a year like this where these changes go down the way that they do, the way that they already have, and the way, you know, that they'll continue. But the real news is going to be, who does Penn State hire? I mean, mentioned Virginia Tech, Arkansas, UCLA. You know, who makes the hires? And who are these new coaches at these schools? And how big of a surprise is it going to be when we see, you know, what that answer is in some of those spots?
And then the dominoes of that. I mean, yeah. Mike Elko's targeted at Penn State maybe, and I don't think he leaves A&M, but you know, he played at Penn. He spent a lot of time in Pennsylvania. Like, what if he thinks that's an easier path than having to compete with Texas? And Sarkisian, look, he's not out of the woods, and he's not, you know, he could be an NFL guy, but Venables isn't out of the woods. Hugh Freeze is not out. Mike Norvell's not out. Like, you can talk about five or six or seven of the top 15 jobs in the country open at one time. What a world, man. What a world through all of
that.
And
then the flip side is, too, think about this. If you're FSU or Auburn, are you less inclined to make a change right now because of all the jobs that conceivably are ahead of you in the pecking order? And, yeah. And so, okay, let's save the money from the buyout.
Yeah.
Well, it's not a happy Halloween right there for that.
No,
not,
man.
Not happy.
Early morning flight, yeah.
Early morning at LGA. But yeah. What do you do? Maybe you save the money from the buyout, try to invest that in your roster, and just cross your fingers that Mike Norvell or Hugh Freeze figure it out. And look, I got my doubts at both spots with those schools and those coaches. But, I mean, if you're in charge of the financials and you're looking at this, okay, Mike Norvell, $56 million to get rid of this guy, and then we got to hire somebody else. And look, on top of that, Mike Alford's being rumored to be a candidate at LSU to take over for Woodward, who just got canned. Okay, how does that work? And if you're Mike Alford, would you want to do that? If you're LSU, would you want to do that?
Yeah. See, I'm skeptical of LSU. If the governor's calling the shots and the AD's gone and not, I'm not going to go take a job that I don't know who the AD is. And that right. I don't know who my boss is. And not only that, I'm going to leave you with this and get your thoughts on this. It'll be a telltale sign if you don't have your coach by the first week in January, you're waiting on a playoff guy. But if you don't already have him signed, sealed, and delivered, like, can you afford to wait on a Mike Elko or a Lane Kiffin, or how deep they go in this playoff run because the portal closes? Like, the timing of this thing could be almost as fascinating as that. Could you wait on your guy?
I feel like Lane has a sense of what he wants to do. I feel like that, you know, whether it's LSU or Florida, that deal, you know, in his mind, you know, is there if he wants it. I think he would leave Oxford. I don't know that. And again, his family may have something to say about it. But Ole Miss could be playing football in January. Are you going to wait that long? Can you afford to wait that long from every perspective imaginable? So, yeah, that whole aspect is going to be fascinating to watch to see, you know, how it shakes out. And look, your guess is as good as mine. And all we know is the agents out there probably making a truckload of cash with all the negotiating and contract extensions and the desire to bring in a Lane Kiffin or any other Jimmy Sexton client. They're the real winners throughout all of this, and the rest of college football, maybe these fan bases and the boosters that have the deep pockets or not.
All right, here's what's wild. A buddy of mine is on a conference call yesterday with Jimmy Sexton about a client of his, and it's a legal issue. And my buddy's on is in the that industry. He's not in the coaching industry; he's in the legal type thing here. And he says that it's a big, huge video conference call. And I said, well, ask Sexton about this. But anyway, Sexton mutes his mic and turns his camera off. I'm like, oh man, didn't even get to see him through all that. So, wild one. Hey, you got Brock Osweiler tomorrow. You got a big 6'8". Is that the tallest guy you ever worked with? 330.
It's the tallest, man. Yeah. We did it last week, and the miracle of the apple box is probably the tallest apple box I've stood on for an open. And we'll fall for it again.
Yeah.
It gets a little dangerous, but yeah, we'll do it again tomorrow at 3:30 on ESPN.
3:30 on the mothership, Notre Dame, 12th ranked in the country, Alumni Stadium, Chestnut Hill, Roy Philpott against Boston College. Get the blowout material again. You might be hosting a talk show the second half again. So, but here's the good news before I let you go. Here's the good news: you got a beautiful weather day tomorrow, 55, and for the first day of November in Chestnut Hill, like you got pretty lucky on this one.
We did, and one more thing. We got basketball Monday night, Mickey, opening night at Arkansas. So this is a 2-for-1 trip. And believe me, nobody's ready for that, but here we are in early November. We'll be there at Bud Walton with John Calipari opening night Monday night. How about it?
You get Marcus Freeman on Saturday and John Calipari on Monday. It's a very good day to be Roy Philpott. Good weekend for sure. Can't wait to hear about both those guys. All right, buddy.
You got it, buddy.
Safe travels. All right, buddy.
Yeah, man.
Roy Philpott, the big dog. It's a pretty good couple of days there.
That ain't bad.
Get to spend time with Freeman and Calipari.
Two characters.
Very interesting coaches. Yeah, good stuff. All right, final 30 minutes. We're going to have open phone lines. We want to hear from you. What do you think? What are you looking for this weekend? A busy, great weekend in sports. More after this.
Running a business means wearing multiple hats. So if you're like me, you probably started out using your personal phone, taking client calls and texts nonstop. As my business grew, I needed something smarter. That's when I switched to Quo, the number one business phone system. Quo works right on your phone or computer. No carrying two phones, no clunky landline, just one easy app you can try for free. Your team can share one number and handle calls and texts together, like a shared inbox. Any teammate can jump into the conversation so customers get faster responses. And Quo's AI agent can be set up in minutes to answer calls and questions 24/7, so you never miss a customer lead or opportunity. All this starts at just $15 a month. That's basically two coffees. Find out why 90,000 businesses trust Quo. No missed calls, no missed customers. Try Quo for free at quo.com/sports. That's quo.com/sports to try Quo free. quo.com/sports.
It's football season, but don't forget the real MVPs in your life. Score big with a stunning gift from Turner's Jewelers. From custom diamond studs to an eye-catching necklace, we'll help you make the right play with our jewelry. And when it's time to say, I do, let our experts help design your own championship-worthy ring. Family-owned and trusted for generations, Turner's brings all-star service and southern charm. Visit us in Seneca's Applewood Shopping Center or at turnersjewelers.com. Turner's Jewelers. A winning experience from start to finish.
Sending your student to Clemson? Why rent when you can invest? At Sunrise by Empire Homes in Pendleton, just 8 miles from campus, you can own a brand new home starting in the mid-300s. Perfect for game day weekends, visits, or future rental income. Build from the ground up and personalize it, or move in now and lock in a low 3.99% year one rate on a quick move-in home. Visit EmpireHomesUpstate.com. Smart living, smarter investment.
Behind these doors lies an incurable disease. Your off-road parts and accessories. We'll customize your four-wheel drive. Clemson Four-Wheel Center. Clemson Four-Wheel Center.
In town for the big game or just passing through? Fuel up at Mellow Mushroom Clemson with 26 local and craft beer taps, plus out-of-this-world pizzas, wings, and hoagies. We're your go-to for game day eats. Get creative with your next tailgate. Order boxes of sandwiches, wings, munchies, and all the flavor you can handle. Hang out for weekday happy hours and Thursday night trivia at 7. Or grab it to go. We're at 1007 Tiger Boulevard. Call ahead or order online with delivery at mellowmushroom.com. Mellow Mushroom Clemson. Taste the victory.
Hey there, Tiger fans. Thinking about making Clemson your forever home? Whether you're a recent grad, proud alum, parent of a current student, or just love those orange sunsets over Death Valley, Great Southern Homes has the perfect place for you to settle down in Tiger Town. With our central Clemson communities of Springwood Grove, Edwards Ridge, and Champions Village, Great Southern Homes has a variety of floor plans, endless personalization options, and upgrades to fit your unique taste. Visit GreatSouthernHomes.com today to learn more about our central Clemson communities.
A car accident can change everything in seconds. Don't let the insurance companies decide what your case is worth. At Smith Jordan Law Firm, we stand up for accident victims, fighting for the compensation you need to recover and move forward. Call Smith Jordan Law Firm today at 864-343-2222 or visit smithjordan.com. Your consultation is free. Smith Jordan Law. We are local attorneys with a proven track record.
At Ingalls, we know your closest companions are the ones who are always there for you. The ones you trust to have your back, no matter what. Who make the hard times a little softer, and the good ones, somehow, a little better. That's what family is all about, whether they walk on two legs or four. Ingalls, all the ingredients for family.
And family are coming over to your place for the next big game, everything has to be right, so when your comfort and reputation are on the line, don't leave it to chance. Bring in the experts in the bold white and blue trucks. Visit acehomeco.com for all your plumbing, HVAC, and electrical needs.
Broadcasting live from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, this is 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
The Mickey Plyler Show, performing the upstate since circa 1834. Dang, that is old. Monday through Friday, right here on The Roar, where every day is game day.
Halloween theme for me?
Been trying.
Doing good, buddy. You're doing great. You gonna let it play while I tell the folks about Snyder Tree here?
Yeah. You're gonna sing if I do, you'll start singing the Rory song and get distracted.
He's in your head. Rory, Rory. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us, my great friends at Snyder Tree Care.
It's a good chirp, to be fair.
It is. It is very good. Snyder Tree Care, Eric Snyder, and the good folks at Snyder Tree Care do a terrific job. We love Snyder Tree and everything they're about. I can tell you this, that they do incredible work. They are unbelievable people that I would suggest to do tree work and shrub work and pruning and do stuff like with the bugs, the pest control around trees, the canopy type stuff, the growth regulator or the fertilizer, whatever needs to happen. They can mitigate trees or off of your home, off of your business, out of that area before that happens, of ice storms or anything like that. My neighbor, I told you this yesterday, my neighbor had a tree fall and it missed his roof by about 3 feet. Like, ooh, major disaster avoided there. Get an inventory of your trees. See what it looks like. Snyder Tree Care, 833-4MY-TREE. And I will just tell you once again, a great place to work. And Eric Snyder says he's always looking to hire great people. So think about that, the good folks at SnyderTreeCare.com. Sam, I want to ask you, let me get my good friend Mike Vaughn checking in. Speaking of you in high school football last night, Mike Vaughn's keeping a good eye on that for us. Good morning, buddy. How you doing?
What do you say, Mickey Plyler? Good morning to you. Hey, I used to think it would be fun to be Jim Nantz, you know, call a little Final Four, then head to Augusta for a few days, and then down to Hilton Head for a few days for the Heritage. But now I'm thinking maybe it would be fun to be Roy Philpott.
Oh, yeah. He's got a good one now. Now, he's traveling, and he's going all over the place. He's got a good one, though. There's no doubt about that. He's got a pretty good life.
Two quick things, Mickey, and I'll let you get back to more important stuff. But first of all, tomorrow, Tigers 27, the Dukies 21. That's my call there. But most importantly, Mickey, on this fine final day of October, do you realize that tomorrow, ladies and gentlemen out there in listening land, tomorrow begins the 28th year of the Mickey Plyler Show right here on WCCP. Isn't that amazing, well, Mickey Plyler?
Ends the 28th year, begins the 29th year.
Oh, man, I'm a year off. I thought I was the unofficial historian, and here I am a year off. Congratulations, number 29 starting.
Yeah, and I can't believe they hadn't fired me. They should have fired me many, many times, but they hadn't fired me yet. So that's good.
Well, no, I mean you're in charge of the Roar tree now, man. There's no way they can let you go.
It is a tree. It is a tree. And everybody on the Roar. It's all stemming from Mickey Ponsor. Yeah, yeah. Sam, that's good news, buddy. That's good news over there for you.
Well, man, I just wanted to extend my happy birthday wishes to the show, celebrating that this weekend. And can't wait to hear the beginning of year 29 on Monday.
Yeah, very nice of you, buddy. Always appreciate it, man. Thank you so much, Mike.
Have a great weekend, my friend.
Have a great weekend, too. Yeah, we begin number 29 on Monday. And
good timing on the ad that's basically just calling you old.
Oh, yeah. I wrote that ad, by the way.
That's a good one. That's my favorite one.
Yeah, a little self-deprecating humor there.
Circa 1864.
Yeah, I wrote that one. The one thing here, so Walt was a guest on the show, and then it came up. And then, Quark was a producer, and Faxon was a producer. And now I'm wondering, Sam, you're producing, but we're running out of time slots. Are you going to take mine, like, for me in the next couple of weeks? Like, I don't want to prune you too good or raise you too good over there, because I don't want to be a part of the tree that's pruned out.
You're all good, man. You got plenty of time.
I want to ask you about coaching jobs and about some vacancies and what all's going on. And would you take other jobs? Let's talk about it in a minute. Butch is up next. 654 Roar on a Friday, getting ready for the weekend. Butch, thanks for hanging on. How you doing?
All right, brother. How you doing this
blessed,
morning?
Blessed, but so doggone blessed. Everything's great.
Hey, I'm glad you said that, man. I called in this morning. I just want to read a scripture, if you'd allow me.
Mm-hmm. Never. Hey, if loving the Lord's wrong, I don't want to be right. Go right ahead.
Hey, Galatians 2:20. I have been crucified with Christ. It is no longer I who live, but Christ lives in me. And the life which I now live in the flesh, I live by faith in the Son of God, who loved me and gave himself for me.
How about that?
Bless you, Mickey.
You too, my friend. How about the fact that, like, that's what we got? We don't deserve it. That's what we got. I mean, that's just, that'll make you feel good on a Friday, every day, all day.
Hey, Mickey, man, I read that, and I said, I've got to share that with somebody.
I'm glad you did.
And I said, well, what a better way to share it than with South Carolina.
Yeah, share it
with the Gamecocks.
Yeah, we are blessed, buddy. We are blessed. We don't deserve that, but that's what we got. Somehow, some way, that's what we got.
That's right. Mm. Thank you, Mickey.
Butch, always have a great weekend, man. I'm glad you called in. And he felt moved to do it, and I'm glad he did feel moved to do it. So. We're about to come up on a Christmas season. That's a reminder of it. I get moved on Good Friday. The last show for Good Friday, we do Thursday show now, man. I'm really moved on that day because that's what changed our lives. All right, you ready, Sam? So Penn State, the news as of late is that Penn State might be focusing on Mike Elko. Let me just give you this, and here's where this comes from. Mike Elko is the hot name in coaching. His team's number 3 in the country right now. He's unbelievable. His name's hot at the buffet bar. But on a serious note, he's from Jersey, South Brunswick, Jersey. He played, I think I'm right by saying this. Yeah, he played at South Brunswick High School there in Jersey. He played football at Penn in the Ivy League. So he's been to Pennsylvania. He's played in Pennsylvania. And he's coached in Pennsylvania. He spent time at Penn as a defensive back coach. Also at Fordham and at Hofstra. So in that New York area, New Jersey area, Pennsylvania area, he spent more time there than he's really spent anywhere else. You know, he's been at Bowling Green and Wake Forest and Notre Dame and A&M and Duke. Interesting, he spent two different stints in the state of North Carolina. But there are some roots, at least, back to Pennsylvania. We talked about it before. Both programs are very well sourced. Texas A&M is well sourced and resourced, I should say. And Penn State's going to be very well resourced, we think. I think the path might be a little bit easier at Penn State than it is at Texas, in-state especially. And I'm reading from, now this is, bear with me one second here, Sam. This is from Adam Rittenberg at ESPN.com. And there is a quote from an agent. Here it is. No, an industry store. Industry source. It's not an agent. An industry source saying, quote, Elko should take the Penn State job. Now, that might be an industry source. That might be a Penn State AD saying it. Anyway, but that being said, you're Mike Elko. You want Penn State? You want Texas A&M?
I stay at A&M. I think A&M has more money to work with NIL-wise.
I can see it.
I think A&M is good enough to compete.
All right.
Year in, year out with Elko there.
All right.
And while this is a completely different conversation, if he wants to go home-ish, yeah. I don't have any reason to believe he does right now because he took a job at Texas A&M down in the South. So if he wants to go home or closer to home, yes, go back to Penn State. I also think Texas A&M is good enough to be year in, year out a playoff contender in the SEC under him, which is, in my opinion, more impressive than being a year in, year out contender in the Big Ten with Penn State. I think he should stay.
All right. If not him, then how about, I'm going to throw two names and let you add anybody else to it. Clark Lee, Vanderbilt head coach, Brian Hartline, offensive coordinator at Ohio State. And they actually play each other this weekend. We'll see that one. But those two or anybody else, who do you want if you're Penn State?
I don't want Hartline yet. There are a lot of questions, and it depends. If Hartline goes to Penn State, is he calling plays? Is he trying to be like Sarkisian, or is he just focusing entirely on...
This is first year's play call. He's known as a recruiter. He's a wide receiver coach. He's gotten all those wide receiver you guys.
Is he going to focus mostly on being a CEO and recruiting? If so, I wouldn't be fully against it. I wouldn't want him calling plays as well and trying to do both at the college level. I just think it's hard to do both of those things, especially as a first-time coach. I think Penn State should lean more in the direction of hiring maybe a Clark Lee, someone in that vein from a, I guess we'll call it a smaller school, as Vanderbilt counts in the SEC, at least football-wise for that, that has had a lot of success in a place where he doesn't have as much resource-wise as other schools. I think you can level that up and give them more resources because they're better at talent evaluation and acquisition at a lower level. Imagine giving them a bigger budget and letting them work with that.
All right. Let me give these names at LSU. Lane Kiffin, obviously. Eli Drinkwitz, obviously. John Summerall, Tulane, because of the board, you know, the board guy in there and all that. Maybe a Brent Key type deal. But I'm going to throw a name out there for you at LSU that's kind of down the list a little bit. This was thrown out to me. I talked to Mike Scarborough about this the day that it happened. Third on his list at the time. It was Lane, it was Eli, and then he put Jeff Brohm. But here's why I don't think Jeff Brohm's being hired at LSU. And I read this, and I don't know him, and I'm going to yield to you on this because you're a Purdue guy. But Jeff Brohm's got a little, I don't want to say jerk, but he's not a warm, fuzzy guy. Remember, they just fired a guy that was not a warm, fuzzy guy. We talk about culture. Isn't Jeff Brohm a non-cultural fit? He's not a like a guy's going to be excited about it. He's an X and O guy. He's not a warm personality. Can I dissuade you away from Brohm taking the LSU job?
It would take a heck of an offer to get Jeff Brohm to leave Louisville, I think. Born there, went there, was angling for that job for a while at Purdue, and he waited longer than I thought he would before taking that one. I think a team should try and hire Jeff Brohm. There is a consistent level of success here from the mid-major level up to Purdue, which you're seeing right now with Purdue, how ridiculous it was that he had that team, granted, in a Big Ten where there was a Big Ten West to play in a Big Ten championship game 3 years ago with Aiden O'Connell at quarterback, and now Purdue is terrible again, can't find a coach, or at least can't find a coach that can get good talent to go there. If somebody can pry Jeff Brohm away, he would be near the top or at the top of every list for me. I don't think he takes that job. I think he sticks around at Louisville for a little while. But that would be one I would certainly look at. You mentioned Drink. That's a coach I think everybody should be looking at. He's done a really good job at Missouri. They're still on the outskirts of playoff contention right now. If they win out, they're in. That's another one I would look into if you're Florida, if you're Penn State, any of those schools. I'm not sure how big LSU wants to go, though, and that's kind of where they are a little bit different than other coaching openings. And for what it's worth, if I was Penn State, I don't think I'd hire another Vanderbilt coach to kind of expand on the last
thing. Well,
this
one didn't have rape charges
correct.
In his program.
But I think I would hire someone who is a little bit more similar to him than, say, an Elko from a big school, even if you can get an Elko, which I don't think they can.
Florida, I think Kiffin stays at Ole Miss, by the way.
I don't think he's going to leave.
I think Drinkwitz takes the Florida job.
I think that'd be a great hire.
Yeah.
Drinkwitz is a very good football coach, and he's proven that he can recruit 5 stars at Missouri at a high level. He can go out and go across the country to get guys. He brought in a pretty good transfer quarterback. They can run the heck out of the football. There's a clear game plan there.
Virginia Tech hires James Franklin.
Should be.
Arkansas hires Rhett Lashley.
That would be a good hire as well.
Yeah. Oklahoma State, their AD might be out, so maybe, I don't know. I don't think Golish leaves for Oklahoma State. Golish is going to go somewhere. Maybe Golish gets Arkansas. Petrino's name's being brought up at Arkansas a little bit. I don't see that one. Ryan Silverfield at Memphis will get something. Summerall at Tulane will get something. Golish at South Florida will get something. There's some names there. Dillingham and Willie Fritz's names will be brought up at a lot of these places as well.
I don't think Dillingham will leave either. That's kind of a Brahm situation for me. Brahm, I think, is more likely than Kenny.
But am I right? Brahm's not a – he's not a personality. I don't want to say he's a jerk, but he's not – like this warm, fuzzy personality.
He doesn't seem like a warm, fuzzy guy, but all he does is win, and his offense will score a lot of points.
You mean Brian Kelly?
Well, right? I think he's a better person than Brian Kelly.
Yeah. All right, let's take a break. Final segment. Love to hear from you. 654-ROAR, 654-7627. Final segment of the show right after this.
The Clemson Tigers are back in action on homecoming as they host the Duke Blue Devils. Kickoff is at noon, which means we're up before the sun at 6 a.m. with the Ingles Tiger pregame show live inside Burton Gallery at Little John Coliseum. Tiger tailgate show with Faxon and crew will join at 9. Then Don, Tim, and Reggie will have the call of all the action inside Memorial Stadium. And Dono Clark and I will take you home with the fifth quarter show. If it's a Clemson football game day, it's right here on The Roar, the flagship station for Clemson Athletics, where every day is game day.
At Tri-County Technical College, they're committed to you as they look to transform lives and build strong communities. Tri-County's academic and training programs help them stay ahead of the trends in the business and corporate worlds to ensure you'll be well-equipped to succeed on the career path you choose. From advanced manufacturing to computers and IT, healthcare to skilled trades and more, TCTC is committed to your success. To find out more, visit one of their 4 campuses or go online at tctc.edu.
Folks, you know by now that I love spending a fun weekend of sports playing Underdog. I think it's the best way to fully enjoy what I'm watching, whether it's college football, the NFL, heck, if it's Major League Baseball playoffs, if it's college or pro basketball, whatever the case may be. Underdog is the best way to enjoy it. It's so easy to play. Just pick whether your favorite players will go higher or lower on stats like rushing or passing yards, touchdowns, receptions, etc. And then if you do a good job, you can win up to 5,000 times your cash, which is just unbelievable. It's easy to sign up too. You download the app, sign up with promo code OOB to score $100 in bonus funds or bonus entries when you play your first $5. That's promo code OOB. Underdog, make picks, win money. Must be 18 plus and present in South Carolina. Terms apply. See assets.underdogfantasy.com/web/playing-terms_dfs_.html for details. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-GAMBLER or visit ncpgambling.org.
Premier Portable Buildings and Trailers are right in your backyard. Looking to gain space in your home, a shed is a great way to make room. And if you need to transport your gear, we have a trailer to meet your needs. With 2 locations to serve you, Sheds of Spartanburg and Sheds of Welford. Visit shedsofspartanburg.com or shedsofwelford.com where you can view our entire inventory of sheds and trailers. Call today, 864-652-1660, or visit 1470 Boiling Springs Road, Spartanburg, or 321 Spartanburg Highway, Welford today.
At Cherokee Outfitters in Gaffney, we carry Western and workwear, as well as boots for men, women, and children. We also carry clothes for tactical, fire retardant, nurses, hunting, shooting, and fishing gear and supplies. Looking for firearms or ammo, we have a large selection to choose from. Make Cherokee Outfitters your go-to store for everything outdoors. Visit us today at 370 Petroid Road, exit 90, on I-85.
Elevate your holiday feast and treat your guests to more than just a meal. Serve them a story of care, quality, and craftsmanship from AMPM Farms Butchery and Market. Bring the farm-to-table philosophy to every cut. sourcing premium meats from local and regional partners who share their commitment to integrity and flavor. Each selection is chosen for taste because your table deserves better than supermarket standards. AM PM Farms Butchery and Market, Southern hospitality you can taste.
Hey, 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 it's the Queen of Clean here at Royal Flush Toilet Rentals. Give us a call at 864-238-8800. We've got your portable toilet rentals, hand wash stations, luxury restroom toilet trailers, septic tank services, and holding tanks. So whenever you need to speak with the Queen of Clean, call Royal Flush at 864-238-8800.
Whether you're having a football party or looking for a great place for lunch or dinner, stop by Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits and see why folks all over the upstate love them. From their weekday lunch specials to their mouth-watering wings, deep-fried ribs, and smoked Reuben sandwiches, Reuben's has it all. With live music, karaoke, and more, Reuben's is where you want to be. Open Monday through Saturday. Reuben's Food, Sports, and Spirits, 1083 South Batesville Road, Greer, and Powdersville on Highway 81.
Hello, sports fans. This is Bosie Boggs of the Boggs Law Firm, located in Greenville, South Carolina, but serving the upstate for over 20 years. We've always been happy to be long-term sponsors of the Mickey Plyler Show, WCCP. Just thank all the listeners who have used our firm in the past. And anyone who has a legal question in the future, don't hesitate to call us at 233-8066 or find us on the web at www.boggslawfirm.com. No case is too big or small, and I'd be happy to talk to you personally about your situation. And if I can't help you, I'll find someone that does.
Hartwell Village is your one-stop shopping experience at the intersection of Tiger Boulevard and Pendleton Road in Seneca. With 15-plus retail and dining locations, including Buff City Soap, Rack Room Shoes, Marshalls, Petco, Five Below, Uptown Cheapskate, and Ulta. Dine with friends at Tipsy Taco, Iso Iso Ramen and Boba, Five Guys, Longhorn, or Chipotle. And after a day full of fun, refuel before you hit the road at 7-Eleven. Hartwell Village wishes Clemson fans a happy shopping experience and a fantastic football season. Go Tigers! When it's time to replace your roof, there are so many things to consider, from the type of roof you have to the many types and styles of shingles. Gilstrap Roofing understands how each part of a roofing system works together to give you a beautiful and watertight barrier. Don't trust the one thing that really protects your home to just anyone. Gilstrap Roofing has been covering the upstate for four generations. Proven, experienced roofers for your home or business. Gilstrap Roofing, 269-1232.
The Roar, now offering great sports talk around the clock. We are The Roar, part of the ESPN family.
Final segment of the week, my friends at Blue Ridge Heating and Air. We love them. We love our Tiger tune-up. I'm going to get our I do the twice a year tune-up deal there, where the preventive maintenance plan, just because I want my machine to last longer. I want my power bills to be lower. I want my machine to run efficiently. I want the great quality of air. I do also do their mold detection in my home, and make sure to do that. Here's something that we don't talk enough about. Let them come and clean your air ducts, because they do an awesome job of that and can make sure that the air ducts are right, and that's efficient too, and you get the better air quality. They talk about humidity all the time. Look, these guys are smart. It's not just the biggest unit they're going to sell you. They sell the Armstrong unit, the one that's made right here in Orangeburg, and an incredible heating and air unit for you. But they want you the most efficient machine they can have. They want it to work for you. The Tiger Tune-Up Special is fantastic. You're going to love saving over $100 with that one. Do what I do, though. Get the preventive maintenance plan and let the smart folks at Blue Ridge Heating and Air help you out. Check all their programs out. It's BlueRidgeHeatingAir.com. Final segment. I almost did a little CPG there, Club Pro guy there, when he says .com. Welcome back. Glad to have you with us. Sam, what are you doing on Friday night now? You got Halloween over there, and you don't have a high school football tonight, and now your Friday nights are open from now on. What, you got a little Cavs tonight? You got a little World Series tonight? What are you doing?
Yeah, it's kind of alarming. It was weird last night knowing that I was on the high school game with Nick, and then I was waking up to come do this show the next morning. It didn't feel quite right. I told Ramona she gets to go to sleep early tonight. Doesn't have to worry about production. There will be Cavs on my laptop, probably. World Series on my TV. So we'll be double screening it. I think Memphis plays tonight, and after Tulane lost last night, you got to keep an eye on that and just make sure they handle their business against Rice. Plenty to watch.
We have a text message on Adams Grove text line. I want to know, has Garrett Riley's name simmered down since Clemson's offense has not been very good? Yeah, you don't hear his name as much coordinator-wise for head coaches right now. But if you think about it, now Larry Williams and I were talking about this off the air the other day. Think about this for a second. Ryan Day was a coordinator. Ohio State's number one. Kirby Smart was a coordinator. Georgia is number five. Dan Lanning was a coordinator. Oregon was number six. Brent Key was a coordinator. Georgia Tech's number eight. Clark Lee was a coordinator. Vanderbilt was number nine. Satake at BYU was a coordinator. BYU's number 10. Six of the top 10 right now are guys that hired coordinators before they got there. Think about names that are hotter right now. Oregon's Will Stein. He's a hot name. We talked about Brian Hartline at Ohio State. He's a hot name. Buster Faulkner at Georgia Tech. He'll be a hot name. Colin Klein at Texas A&M, their quarterback coach and offensive coordinator. He'll be a hot name there.
Could
Glenn
he
Schumann.
Take Oklahoma State? Colin Klein feels like a
jump
to Big 12.
But now their AD, they're about to change ADs. Again, now instability of ADs, important to who's going to make the hire and how all that works, we'll see. Glenn Schumann's name's also always going to be called up or thought up there.
Texter says Joe Brady could, but I think the NFL will go for him first.
Yeah, I always heard he want to stay in the NFL, but, you know, he could be at Penn State. You hear his name at Penn State and at LSU because they revere him at LSU through all of that. Both of Indiana's coordinators, Bryant Haynes is a guy that intrigues me, their defensive coordinator, because, you know, Mike Shanahan on offense is one thing, but Haynes' defense, because they don't have – or they didn't go out and get the portal of the big-time guys like you got Mendoza, but that's one to think about. So some coordinators out there everywhere. 654 Roar, Tennessee Tiger checking in. Good morning, Tennessee Tiger. How you doing?
Good morning, Mick. You're doing good. I thought I might have been banned for one day because I called the other day, and I was, I had about 45 seconds, you said, and you were talking about golf and the weather that we had Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, and I thought about you going over to Ireland.
Oh, yeah.
And the kind of weather they have to play golf in over there. Yeah. I thought, you know, but Mike had called in and asked you about who you thought the best golfers were, and you told that story about Gary Player. Yeah. I had no idea that he would be so arrogant to say he was the third best golfer ever.
Oh, of course, but he is.
The little story about him, did you know that when he was learning to play golf and trying to adapt his swing, he called Ben Hogan and asked him advice on his swing, you know, to get some secrets to it, he called it. And so Hogan politely listened to him, and then he said, Gary, who do you work for? And at that time, Player was sponsored by Dunlop. And so Hogan said, well, Gary, call Mr. Dunlop. And hung the phone up.
Yeah, Hogan wasn't a warm, fuzzy guy either, but yeah.
Yeah, well, the reason he had his number, that Hogan had been at a golf course at the same time Gary Player was, when, he wasn't famous yet, Player wasn't. So he approached Player and said, here's my phone number. If you ever need anything, just call me.
Yeah.
And he gave Player a driver, and, Hogan made clubs.
Yeah.
Well, he said he saw him that week or the next day. He saw Player, and Player had painted over his driver he had given him.
No. How about
that? Yeah, because he didn't. And so, and then also, Ben Crenshaw called Hogan and asked the same question about the golf swing.
Yeah.
And Hogan asked him who he played for, and Crenshaw said, well, I'm sponsored by McGregor. And Hogan said, well, call Mr. McGregor.
Yeah. Yeah. One of my favorite ones about making the phone call. So a good friend of our family's has been a bookie for 60 years and or almost 60 years now. I say late 50s because I'm thinking about his age now. He's probably 75. So, yeah, he's been doing it for 60 years maybe or for 55 years. Anyway, so back in the old days, Herman Helms was the sports editor at the state newspaper. And my buddies would get, because back then, you know, you see the lines that were printed, you know, like Penn State minus 5.5 or this weekend, I should say, like Ohio State minus 19.5. And so he'd take a phone call from one of his clients, and he would say, hey, what you got for Ohio State and Penn State? And he goes, I got Ohio State minus 19.5. And the caller on the other line would say, well, the state newspaper had it at 20.5. And so his answer would go, call Herman Helms and bet with him, because you're not getting it with me. We're getting 19.5 right now. That's good stuff, Tennessee Tiger. Yeah, it's good stuff.
Is anybody else on hold?
No, I got about 1 minute before we got to get in our final segment here. So go right ahead.
Okay. Did you watch the movie they had on Ben Hogan's life, you know, from a boy where his father committed suicide? The fact that, you know, these older golfers, you know, had to teach themselves, you know, golf in the clubs that they played with.
Yeah.
Nobody mentioned, or you didn't mention, you know, I think the greatest golfer, not one great golfer, would have been Bobby Jones, Hogan, and Nicholas.
Well,
you know,
I'm going to add one, because I heard something yesterday that's going to blow your socks off. It's a guy we never mentioned, but I'm going to mention one here to end the show, my two-minute drill. So,
Brian Nelson?
No. We mentioned him. I'm going to give you one that's never mentioned in the top five. That might be the top five. So hang on for that one, buddy. I appreciate it, Tennessee Tiger. Have a great weekend. Hope you enjoy your day today. Brad Hughes is my Allstate agent. I'm a good hands with Brad Hughes, good hands with Allstate. I can call him at 292-3001. I can email him, bradhughes@allstate.com. Get in touch with him. A good friend of mine, a guy I would trust with anything in the world, bradhughes@allstate.com. Sam, I'll let you play it. You're a fan of the music? You want to play the music?
It's Halloween, man. I'll play the music today.
All right, let's hear it.
Try to get 4 minutes of content into 2 minutes. It's time for the two-minute drill on WCCP 105.5 The Roar. Now, here's Mickey.
Little holiday two-minute drill music. Basketball is back on Monday. Poppy ball is back on Monday. Go out and support both the men's and women's basketball teams. Lord knows we need a sports distraction other than the football team on this campus, and both of them are heading in the right direction. Mickey, we had a phone call during Tennessee Tiger, and he asked, how important is it that Penn State, LSU, etc., those big jobs, hit on their first preferred hire?
Very. Because PR-wise, you don't want to be turned down publicly, right? You agree with that? I mean, now sometimes the second guy's better, right? But you don't want to be publicly turned down. And it looks like, well, nobody wants your job now. Like, this guy's better than our job.
I will say, Alabama pretty publicly, I think, wanted Dan Lanning first over Kalen DeBoer.
Yeah.
Kalen DeBoer, maybe the second choice. Pretty good consolation prize. So it can work out. But, yes, I agree. You want to hit your guy if you got one.
All right, here's my two-minute drill. Eric Newton, EricNewton.com. For all real estate needs, EricNewton.com. Get in touch if we can help you out. Anything you want real estate in Clemson, him and Jeff Scott building homes. They're going to take care of you. Rental properties, managing rental properties. They do an incredible job. It's my great friends at EricNewton.com. All right, here's one you never think about, Sam. Bobby Locke. You see, Bobby Locke did not play a whole lot here. Bobby Locke was a guy that was born and raised down in South Africa. He didn't come to America very often. He had 94 wins, by the way. He only played in a few majors. He won the British Open 4 times because he played in the British Open, but he didn't come to America very often. When he did, he came from 1947 to 1950, and he played in like 45 events, and he won 15 times on the PGA Tour. He was in the top three 30 times and was a guy that was just dominant, but he was banned from the PGA Tour in America because he wasn't a PGA Tour member. He wasn't a local pro here, a PGA Tour pro. And the other reason he was probably banned is because many people thought he was too good. Maybe the greatest putter of all times, but in 40-some-odd starts, he won 15 times and finished in the top three 30 times. No one has a record like this guy. But because he was South African, wanted to play at home more and didn't come to America very often and was banned by because of being too good in America, Bobby Locke might be one of the top five players of all time. He did play in a bunch of British Opens, but guess what, Sam? He won 4 British Opens. What I need to do is I need to know how many times he played in the other major championships. Let me look this up quickly, too. But while I do that, let me thank Scott Reimer. Let me thank Josh Williams, Jinx Patrick, and Roy Philpott. And then you, buddy. So you got a little quiet weekend this weekend, and you'll be with me back next Wednesday?
Yep, I'm going to run over to Chick-fil-A and hang out with Fax in a little bit, and then going to go home, enjoy my Friday night, and then I'll be back with you next week like usual.
All right. He only played four times at the Masters, and he finished 10th, 11th, and 3rd through those, but only played four times in the Masters, but was banned from the United States because he was just too good from everybody. So up next, we got Faxon and John. They're at Chick-fil-A. Hey, this is the final day of our fundraiser. I want to finish with this. Finish strong with Tigers for Tatas. You could text the letter T, the number four, the letter T to 53555. Let's try to set a record. Walt's got some more things to auction off today, so do that. Up next, Faxon and John, two of my favorite people. Have a great weekend. Most important, tune in tomorrow. We'll see you right here on the radio.